It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. During this pandemic, immigrant advocates and nonprofits in New Mexico have voiced strong concern about what they say are language access barriers that may be preventing residents from applying for food and medical benefits they may be eligible for. To learn more about this issue, I talked with an attorney with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. Here to talk about this issue with us is Veronice Peregrino Pompa, an attorney with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Anthony.
Okay, I want to talk about a recent motion that your organization has filed in the lawsuit Deborah Haddon Gonzalez versus David Grace. In a press release, your group said that the motion asks the U.S. District Court of New Mexico to order the New Mexico Human Services Department to comply with federal and court-ordered requirements to translate food and medical assistance application notices, informational materials into languages prominently spoken in New Mexico communities. I'm quoting the press release that you sent out about this motion. I'd like to hear from you. Why is your organization filing this motion?
Yes, that's correct. Everyone should have access to food and health care. As New Mexicans, we really value all of the different languages spoken by our communities, and we know it's one of our greatest strengths. And no one should have to go hungry or without medical services. But that's exactly what's happening in New Mexico, and that's why we filed this motion.
Now, we reached out to the New Mexico Human Services Department to get their opinion on this motion, and they emailed us back a response saying, quote, "The New Mexico Human Services Department opposes the recent motion filed by the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. HSD is in compliance with the federal law. HSD provides application materials in both English and Spanish and for other languages. Interpretation services are available to applicants who need assistance. According to our federal partners, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, USDA, the HDS is fully compliant with the required federal translation and interpretive services," end quote. Your thoughts on what they said there in that response?
So we don't agree. We know that under federal law, HSD is required to provide translation and interpretation. And, you know, thousands of New Mexicans who qualify for these benefits are illegally denied because of these lack of interpreting and translation. And federal law explicitly requires translation into languages additional to Spanish, and it depends on population thresholds. So we know that many New Mexicans speak all these other languages that meet the population thresholds based on federal law. And there's a difference between translation and interpretation. Interpretation is oral and translation is written, so like the application. So under federal law, regardless of the language you speak, you should be getting interpreting. And then for languages that meet these population thresholds, they have to translate the vital documents such as applications and notices. So we know that in New Mexico, there are significant populations and ones that meet the threshold of speakers that of people that speak Vietnamese, Chinese, Arabic, Dari, Swahili, and the application should be translated into those languages.
Okay, so this issue is kind of a part of a longer running lawsuit, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to hear a little bit about that. The Haddon Gonzalez lawsuit, it has been something that the state has been facing for a long time. Can you share with us some historical perspective about this lawsuit?
Yes, so this lawsuit was filed in the 80s. It was about all of the barriers that people face when trying to apply for Medicaid and SNAP. And there was a consent decree, so like a settlement entered in 1988. And the court ordered HSC to fix all these barriers that people are facing. And, you know, they're having to do with issues applying, renewing, verification, and some of the issues with the notices that they receive. So it's making it hard for people to not only apply, but continue to stay on these benefits. And it's causing like all of these extra burdens for people to be able to both apply and stay on. Throughout all of these years, we've been working with HSD to continue to try to implement the changes that were asked for in the consent decree. And language access is only one of those issues. And that's what the motion is about asking the court to make sure that HSD complies with the consent decree. But we've raised this issue many times with HSD. We have meetings, they're called meet and confers, where we talk to HSD and try to bring up the issues that are continuing in this case. And we've had letters sent in from community organizations also asking for them to provide interpreting and translation. So we've raised this issue many, many times. And finally, this is like a last resort to ask the court to step in and make them comply with the consent decree.
Veronice Pellegrino-Pompa is an attorney with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on the program.
Thank you so much.